Taking off his sunglasses for a moment, he gazed into the polished and spinning surface of the fan's convex center hub. It was like a circus mirror. His face appeared fat and drenched with sweat. His bloodshot eyes stared back at him like a clown's whose makeup had run. He turned to look back at the others, wondering if they saw too. But no one cared for sideshows. The stairwell's doorknob beckoned, gleaming. Seeing a tiny but headless reflection of his body mirrored in it, he reached out his hand in fascination. Then he gripped it. Suddenly, resolutely, like a handshake. Finally, he opened the door and stepped inside.
Postmarked for Death was an award-winning audiobook and hardcover. It is now an e-book, only $2.99 at iTunes and Barnes & Noble.